Hello and welcome. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I am Ben Life, and for my next trick, I need a volunteer from the audience.
Well, that could be me.
Now, young lady, have we met before?
Well, young lady, wow. Yes, many, many, many times over the years.
Okay. This is my mom. My mom is with us on the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Diana.
Diana, Ben's mom. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I mean, I kind of had to because you were here, so.
That's right.
But it's great to have you. Not to belittle that at all. You've been on the show once before?
Once before, yes.
In the old sub.
And I'm just blown away by this new sub.
It's nice.
It's very, very nice.
It's new.
It smells new.
Yeah, it's like an assaulting new smell. It's like a new, a new shoe smell or a new car smell. It's a new sub smell.
It is. It's a new sub smell and very lit up. Like I like the lights out there on the steps or whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I'll have to give you a tour later. It's quite a nice piece of architecture.
So you don't have to dress up or anything when you work here now, like because everything's new? You don't have to look new?
No, I'm wearing pants, and I'm glad that I am because you're here, but also because there's like a big meeting going on, and that would be kind of weird. A lot more windows in this.
There are a lot of windows here.
Yeah. So pants are good.
Yeah.
I would like to get us started today, so... This is also a music show where I also play music, and the music that I play is post-rock. So I have some post-rock today. I have a nice selection of post-rock from various different kinds. I have some more orchestral stuff, which we'll start with, and then there's like a bit of electronic-y stuff in there, and then some like vocally driven stuff. It's a smorgasbord.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's gonna be a journey. I worked real hard on this one. So let's start things off with one of my favorite bands, Mooncake, playing the song Life Aquatic off their album Zaris. Here we go.
Thank you. one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh.
Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
And we're back. We just heard Mooncake playing the song Life Aquatic. What did you think of that song, Mom?
I really liked that song.
It's a good song.
That was lovely.
Mooncake is lovely.
Yeah, well, you've given me a few Mooncake songs over the years, mm-hmm. and they are good.
They're very Russian.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Just about as Russian as they come.
Well, it's not a very Russian name.
I think Mooncake is a Russian
thing?
Pastry.
Oh, okay.
I'm not 100% sure on it. I know it is a pastry.
Okay.
It's not a Wallet and Gromit-esque. No. The moon is made of cake kind of thing.
Yeah, not glish.
No. I kind of wish the moon was made of cheese, though. That would be nice.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
It would probably melt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, well, it's nice to be here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, it's a bit daunting having this big thing in front of my face.
Well, you can move it, too. Like, it's,
oh,
you can, like...
Okay.
And it rotates too.
I'm talking about the microphone was what I was saying. I mean, I wasn't sure people out there wouldn't know what I meant by weird thing in front of my face.
Microphone.
Great.
What else? So it's school year is ending, or school year starting.
Yes.
Summer's ending.
Not for you, though.
No, I mean, I'm just continuing to work, so.
Yeah. I brought some things.
Yes. What things did you bring?
Well, I just was rummaging around and tidying, and I brought a few things of that what you wrote when you were very little.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know if we wanted to share that or not.
We do, and that is to come, so that's incentive to stay.
The unfortunate part, though, is people can't see how you spelt stuff in your pictures. They can only hear it.
Yeah.
We could say if people wanted to look at them later, they could contact you.
Yeah, if anyone wants to look at my childhood drawings,
yeah,
they can come and find me in a van.
Okay.
You can just grab me off the street.
Okay, you know? That's weird. Okay.
Well, it's weird for someone to want to look at my childhood drawings anyway. They're nothings. They're like, I can't even...
Oh, goodness, they're more than nothing.
They're mostly just like Pokemon fan fiction.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of Pokemon in here.
I was pretty into Pokemon. That's fine, though. I'm okay with that. I stand by that.
I think you learned to read that way.
Probably.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What have you got there?
What have I got where?
For music.
Another song?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of music to get through. And I would like to get through it all because I'm proud of this playlist. So.
Okay, well, don't let me hold you up.
No. I mean, it's the thing is, like, you can never really get through it because I get, like, an hour of music, and that's kind of bold for an hour and a half show. This goes until 9, by the way, so if you're...
we have lots of time for stories,
time.
Then.
Tons of time, yeah. All the time in the world.
Right.
This next song I would like to play is by the band St. Petersburg. They're from Quebec, which is cool, and they released an EP called 28 Degrees, and the song is 28 Degrees, but there's like an accent on one of the E's, so it's its own thing. But it's
so is that a Quebec thing? Oh,
it's a little Frencher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But 28 Degrees,
right?
Is the song. So by St. Petersburg, and I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
We just had a doubleheader there. We heard 28 Degrees by St. Petersburg, and then after that, Tacoma Narrows Bridge Disaster playing the song Nexus off their new album Wires, Dreams, Wires, which is pretty cool. Funnily enough, the Tacoma Narrows Bridge Disaster was named after there was a game of bridge that they were playing, and the table flipped over, and it was a huge mess.
Are you making that up?
Absolutely. It was a horrific disaster where a bridge actually collapsed.
No, are you making that up?
No, that one's real. I just thought I would slip in the stupid thing about a bridge club. Cribbage for life. Bridge sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a very hard game. I've never played. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Suspension bridge in the U.S. state of Washington that spanned the Tacoma Narrows, Strait of Puget Sound between Tacoma and Kitsap Peninsula. It collapsed. So it opened on July 1st, 1940, and collapsed on November 7th of the same year.
And so the band, fellows, women, person, had a band after that? Named after that?
Yeah, but
like that's such a tiny piece. Like, where would you find that evidence or that?
Well, there's like some startling videos of it. I don't know. It's like a
wow.
It's just like
but
a
it's
thing.
1940s. These people aren't that old.
No one was there.
No.
Probably. I think they're youths.
Hmm.
But like, I mean, you can named after. There's like a band named Queens of the Stone Age that involves neither Queens nor the Stone Age.
True. Okay. I gotta.
Led Zeppelin was not a Led Zeppelin.
Okay, all right, you win.
I mean, like, a band is just
nothing's
like a name.
Nothing's real anymore.
No, everything's meaningless. Nothing matters.
Oh, yes, everything matters. Everything matters.
Yeah.
Can I read you a story that you
Yeah, it's story wrote? Time. So,
little one.
If you're just joining us now, basically what's just happened was I played some post-rock that was on the industrial post-metal side of post-rock. And I enjoyed it. And then now, to complement the angry industry sounds, we're going to hear my mom reading a story I wrote as a child.
Yeah, I mean, I have a few just sort
we
of...
We have a lot, but we're going to just...
Well,
we won't
do all of them.
No.
Because, I mean, we'd need a longer show.
True.
But just a few
just
nuggets.
Some choice.
This one, I think you were probably kindergarten.
Okay.
And what you were asked to do is draw a baby bird... turtle, snake, or dinosaur in this egg, then write a story about it hatching.
Okay.
So you say, you've got your picture of your bird here. I'm so sorry everybody can't see this because it's just a work of art. So then you write, it all started when an egg was born from the sky. It fell to the ground and started to roll down a hill. It rolled and rolled and rolled until it hit a rock and burst open and flew away. He said, I'm free at last. His wings were sparkling yellow by the horizon.
Wow.
See how creative that was? He went good with pink. So I'm...
Plot twist.
He loved stretching his wings. He felt so good. He found an apple and something about it tasted good. He liked it so much he lived there for a little while. The end. So... There you go. It just happens when an egg is falling from the sky.
There are a few things about that story that I love. And namely, like, my favorite part is that he loved it so much he lived there for a little while.
That's right.
Like, he stayed a few days and then left.
And moved along, but maybe his wings weren't going so well with the horizon.
Where did pink come into that?
Well, you say he has wings were sparkling yellow by the horizon. He went good with pink.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess at that time you were, we're buzzling.
That's just the aux cable in here.
Anyway, I won't hold you up with but that's that story about the bird.
About the bird. And
yes.
I think, so there's a list of different things you could draw, and I think I picked the bird because it was the first one.
Maybe, or the one you could read.
Yeah.
Turtle's kind of hard to read.
Turtle.
Dinosaur's very hard to read.
Yeah, but I think like a lot of young boys especially are super interested in dinosaurs. So,
not necessarily birds with beautiful sparkly yellow wings that go well with pink. And you'll notice your picture there. Anyway.
The picture looks like a penis is what my mom's getting at. It looks like a penis. Great, Mom. Good work.
I'm just here passing along information to the listeners.
Oh, great. And those legs, too. Oh, my goodness.
Well, mine, you mean?
No, the... Mom, what the hell? What the... No.
Sorry. Okay, the bird.
Yeah.
All right. You know, one of your things here is a castle fact. Knights dumped sewage on their enemies. Now, I didn't know that.
Oh, I knew that.
Is that correct, or is that a five-year-old?
Haven't you seen Monty Python?
Well, not a lot of Monty Python.
From the Holy Grail.
Oh, that
now
movie I
Now go away, or I will taunt you a second time.
No, it, when they started cutting off the limbs of the knight there,
it's just a flesh wound, Mom.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently, knights dumped sewage on their enemies. But I mean, like I would run.
No, well, yeah, and like the thing is, like they didn't have toilets, so the sewage has to go somewhere.
On the enemies.
Yeah, if there's a guy being a jerk outside your house, you just put, like you need. Well, I was like, I need to get rid. I was gonna pour it over the side anyway. I might as well.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, that's you can rest now.
Okay. Should we play another song?
We should.
But before I do, I'm legally mandated to say that this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not actually legally mandated. I made that part up.
It's but the unceded like Musqueam?
Unceded Musqueam territory.
Oh.
This show is the spice of life. I'm Ben Life. We're playing post-rock. And I'm just going to keep on introducing the show because I imagine that my only listeners are people flicking through channels. So,
well, it's good to remind us of why we're here.
Yeah, for yeah. post-rock and to embarrass me with childhood stories.
There we go.
That I'm actually loving right now. So that's
excellent.
That's good. What do we have next? Up next, we have a song by another band that I really like. The band is Fugu. The song is Sirens off their Siblings EP. I've played some Fugu before. This is off, like that was off their more recent album. This is off their earlier EP, which I didn't know existed. And then I found that it existed last night. So it's here now. And I hope you enjoy it because I like it. So Sirens by Fugu. Here we go.
join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
And we're back. We just heard the song Seasong by My Dad Versus Yours. And we have Spice of Life here doing post-rock and hanging out. And we have stories that I wrote when I was a kid.
Yes. Here,
so
I don't know if you know, if you recall that one. You did a, what are those called? The little rhymes. There's a name for them, though.
Sonnet.
Well, that has that format. You can read that one. You know, there's a name for it.
Haiku?
No. Haiku is the 3-5-3 thing or something.
Haikus are hard, or haikus are fun, but sometimes they don't make sense. Refrigerator.
Okay.
That's the best haiku that anyone will ever write. I didn't write it.
Okay. So, no, this one is... Oh, limerick is what I was
talking. Limerick.
Limerick. This was a limerick.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to read your limerick.
I would like to.
Okay. I would say that was grade 2.
Grade 2?
Yeah.
So this is... I'm looking at a computerized image where I have 5 pictures of just like a guy, I think, like a stick figure.
Yeah.
And the limerick goes... There was an old geezer named Bob who really, really liked his job. He saw some pants that were made in France. Then he thought his job was odd.
There you go.
It doesn't really, the last one doesn't really.
No, but that's pretty good for a little.
I do like that he saw pants made in France.
Well, I picked that one out because you and your pants, sometimes you're wearing them, sometimes you're not.
I don't have any French pants, though.
Okay, I'll see what
but
I can do about that.
But I do have cool pants. I don't have French pants, though. My cool pants are orange. They're my orange jeans.
Those are very cool.
They're my cool pants.
And then, you know, the ad that was just on before about the Paperclip Club, and there was an ant club, I think, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this little note in one of your journals, it says, on Friday I went to Evan's house and we caught some red ants and their babies. So
look out, Ant Club.
I was just going to say that they didn't say that in the...
Also, look at that tie-in. Wow.
I know.
I prophesized this interaction.
So I thought that was interesting that you... I mean, I don't know how you get ants and their babies. I mean, like, how aren't ants all the same size?
Well, but, like, they're not... there's got to be some sort of development stage.
I don't know. I'm not an ant expert, but I thought that was quite interesting as far as a tie-in. And then the other one was the broken nose.
Yeah.
Picture of that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just all red.
So the backstory to that is when I was four. I broke my nose. And the way I broke it was, so we had a sailboat, and I was jumping in and out of a hatch onto some sails, and my brother was doing it, and a friend was doing it, and we were all having fun. And then my foot got stuck on the edge of the hatch, and I just kind of leaned and fell forward. And the hatch was just wide enough to catch my toe and also my nose. And it just knocked it clean off. It was hanging by skin.
And it's bothered you ever since.
Yeah. I mean, oh, I have something stuck up there and I'm not sure what it is and it's been
right
bothering
now?
Me. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we should be off air and talking about that.
Well, it's fine. I also got a ruby stuck in there. I got some nose stuff.
You did get things stuck up there.
I got a Lego nose stuck up there. Lego. Anyway, so the broken nose thing. No, the broken nose thing. It's one of my earliest memories. I'm just like, I'm holding my nose in one hand, sitting on these sails, and there's just blood everywhere.
And do you remember Dad saying he was pretty upset about the sails, not really much about your nose? It was more
the sails.
The sails. There's blood on the sails.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not a good... could have been worse.
Yeah.
Your head. It was just your nose.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you have things stuck there now.
I've got a little congestion.
Do something to some help nasal you congestion. Later.
I've been trying. I don't know.
We should play a song.
Okay. That's enough talking.
All right.
What song do I have lined up next?
I don't know. So far, they've been awesome.
Okay. The next song that I have lined up is by the band Land of Talk. So this is a more... We're doing kind of the transition. This song is a little bit more vocally driven. Female vocals kind of leading it through. That's Land of Talk. So Land of Talk playing It's Okay off the album Some Are Lakes. And I hope you enjoy it.
It's
We did a double header there. We listened to, where am I? We first heard It's Okay by Land of Talk, and then we heard Because Trees Can Fly by Lampshade. And we're just cooking through the music. I hope you've been enjoying it. Have you been enjoying it, Mom?
I have. I like that last, the vocals in that last one.
Yeah. Those are...
The female and male vocal today there at the end. Female and male,
yeah.
It's very nice.
It's a shame that it's not for longer.
Mm,
but
Yeah, they had good harmony, I guess that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Look at me go.
Mm-hmm. It's good. That was the segment of the post rock where we have like female led vocal kind of haunting kind of things, and you know, I mean, broad umbrella post rock, like you could probably say that that's its own thing.
Really?
Well, I mean, like they're
that was big having female sort of.
Oh, but those are also like, I mean, so I don't think those bands probably self-identify as rock bands or post-rock bands. They're right. Like mostly it's about like the female vocalist.
Right.
You can tell by like the, like they give her center stage for most of it. But there's like progressing in it. And so basically my quota for post-rock is like, are there mostly rock instruments and it progresses and like it's linear and it just kind of.
So it progresses, gets larger and then dies down sort of like
mostly the larger.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the, like it starts out
with
like one set of things and then it becomes more
right.
It's like you're hiking,
right?
Kind of.
And it gets bigger.
Yeah, and I that's one thing that really fascinates me about the post-rock genre, because a lot of it, like it's like America Loves a Chorus, so a lot of music is like really circular and it's like kind of like
verse and then chorus,
like yeah.
Yes.
Whereas this is like, it's very much like let's start out with a melody, let's build on the melody, let's improve it, make it bigger, and it's this like linear push, and it's I don't know, it's like a, I like listening to it.
There is a difference there.
Yeah, it's the fundamental linear versus circular.
I will listen for that because that wasn't sort of.
Those songs were a little more circular, but they're because I mean it was like verse chorus, but the music does, like the guitars and the drums in the background do progress.
Yes.
So good. Yeah, so I enjoyed that those, and we have some more music, I guess too. I can't. Oh, okay. I was going to cough, and I was going to turn it off and cough, but apparently it doesn't. Oh, I was pressing on.
There we go. Are you sick?
Cough. No, I'm not, actually.
Okay. Just your nose.
Just my nose is doing weird stuff.
Okay. All right.
Important notice. So if you have been enjoying and are enjoying The Spice of Life, which I hope you are because I enjoy doing it, we're not staying on this time slot for much longer. In fact, this is going to be probably the last show that we have from 7:30 to 9, because the previous people that had this time slot are coming back. So they're going to take this over again because it's their time slot, and then I'll be somewhere else. And I don't know where that'll be yet because I just don't know.
But you won't reinvent for a different, like people can, can't you just type in "Where's Spice of Life" or something on the CITR, and
yeah, I mean it'll be easy enough to find. I'll still be doing,
or it'll
this
be the probably. Rage. Like everybody will go, "Hey, the Spice of Life's moved to 5 o'clock on Wednesday." Like, oh my god, will that be what it's like?
I hope,
okay,
probably not.
Right.
No, I think really you're just the only one that listens to it. So now there's no one listening to it. Well, actually, Nicole listens to it, bless her heart. So.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I
hi,
listen
Nicole.
To it, too.
Yeah. Just the two people that have to.
No, there's more out there. I know there are. There's a lot of people home right now listening.
I don't know.
I can feel it, Ben. There's energy there.
I'm picking up there's a name. It starts with an A, B, C, D.
There, you see?
E.
You're feeling it.
So I'll be moving. If you want to stay up to date on that stuff, I have a Facebook page, Spice of Life 101.9 FM CITR. So look for that, and I'll post the updates there. I also post track lists and podcasts and just like music. And it's a
now, what if you're not on Facebook? Or am I the only one in the world who's not on Facebook?
No, there's a lot of people not on Facebook.
Okay. I just would read it in the newspaper.
Yeah, it'll be in Discorder when I move.
Discorder
is the.
Is that a newspaper?
It's the CITR's music guide magazine.
I'll probably just.
And it'll be on the internet too. When the show moves, if you're looking for it, it'll just have a different time slot under the.
And you'll tell me.
That, and I'll tell you, but I'm not going to tell.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's going to be a secret.
No, it'll be like if you, so if you go, this is taking way longer than it should.
Sorry.
If you go onto the CITR website.
I just want to understand.
You go onto the CITR website and you go into like shows or whatever the heading is.
Okay.
And then you go down to S, where Spice of Life is.
Done that.
It'll just like.
It'll say.
It has a summary and then it'll have like the time slot where I'm at. It'll, when I move, it'll have the new time slot.
Well, as long as you're not gone.
So no, I'll probably still be here.
Great.
So,
I'm glad we worked that out.
Me too. So I would like to play another song. This song is by a Canadian band called Man and Ocean. The song is My Girl and the Sea. And it's another different kind of post-rock because it's super mellow. So
excellent.
Yeah, so this is some mellow stuff.
Kick back.
Yeah. Kick back, relax, and just hang out. So this is Man and Ocean playing the song My Girl and the Sea.
7 November, go. After Coffee Wanna Go, One Charlie Christmas, that my news One Charlie, 7 November, go.
This is One Charlie, reference to your last, your friend, and what you did in the
five,
thank you.
Dance presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theater. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com. Union Universe and Straight Records. That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
Did you know multiple sclerosis is the most common neurological disease affecting young adults in Canada? MS is unpredictable, affecting vision, hearing, memory, balance, and mobility. Join us this year at the MS Walks across the Lower Mainland to help raise vital funds for people living with MS. For more information, please visit mswalks.ca. Let's lace up together to end MS.
Just heard Man and Ocean playing the song My Girl and the Sea, and it was pretty mellow. That was a mellow song.
That was, but I really liked that.
It's a good song. Yeah. I like them.
It had like whale sounds in it that he was making with his guitar or something.
Yeah, or effects somehow.
Oh, maybe.
I'm not sure.
Mm.
We're running out of time. Nine minutes left.
Oh, can I just read one more little?
Of course. Yeah.
Little one.
So the update, again, I'm going to keep doing this. So if you've been listening to the whole show, congratulations on making it this far. And if you haven't, Spice of Life, playing post-rock, doing my own thing, whatever. Here with my mom has brought in stories that I wrote from my school, my young schooling days. So
yeah, like kindergarten. And grade one,
yeah.
And two. Not,
not
sort
creative
of grade
writing in grade 11.
That's right, yeah. No,
yeah.
No, these aren't. But I just had one more little one that it comes in a sort of very decorated kind of a card. I guess you were asked to make a card, and it says, "Dear Mom, Happy Mother's Day." So this would have been again kindergarten. "You are the best because you do a lot and you get stuff for us. You make," so I think you meant make, "fabulous food." So I don't know.
You still do. I had a great dinner.
Oh, you're funny. "I love you that," or "I love that you read to us," from Ben.
Aww.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
I definitely keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a nice one. But I love the fabulous. I don't know how you figured out how to write. Well, I mean, it's phonetically written, but I didn't know that fabulous food.
You do. Dinner was fantastic. It was fabulous. That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It was like pulled chicken. Kind
pulled
of thing.
Barbecued chicken. And yeah, there's one, good. But I will leave with you, Ben. You can read on another show, The Salmon Life Cycle.
Okay.
And it's about your little salmon called Fishy. He's called Fishy. But it's got four chapters.
It's quite a journey.
Five chapters. It's a long one.
Okay.
So that can be for another day.
Okay. I'm looking forward to reading it. So we still have time enough for a few more songs. Well, one and part of another, I guess. So this song is a song that I've been listening to a lot lately. I don't know if you guys know the Front Bottoms. They're not really post-rock.
I like the name.
I don't really know how to describe them, but they're really good. I've been pretty fascinated with them lately. And this is, I guess, their biggest song. It's called Twin Size Mattress, and I think it's a great song. So this is one of those, yeah, it's a post-rock show, and this isn't a post-rock song, but get over yourself, I do what I want. So this is Twin Size Mattress by the Front Bottoms off their album Talon of the Hawk.
This is for the lions living in the wiry, broke-down frames of my friends' bodies. When the floodwater comes, it ain't gonna be clear. It's gonna look like mud. But I will help you swim. I will help you swim. I'm gonna help you swim. For the snakes and the people they bite, for the friends I've made, for the sleepless nights, for the warning signs I've completely ignored. There's an amount to take, reasons to take more. It's no big surprise you turned out this way. closed their eyes and prayed you would change, and they cut your hair and sent you away. You stopped by my house the night you escaped. With tears in my eyes, I begged you to stay. You said, hey man, I love you, but no fucking way. Sure that we could find something for you to do on stage. Maybe shake a tambourine, or when I sing, you sing harmony.
Twin Size Mattress by the Front Bottoms.
I'd really like that song.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you'll have to give me that one.
I will.
All right.
So this has been The Spice of Life with Ben Life and Diana Life, my mom.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming. Up next, we have Ben with Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I get immense pleasure introducing Ben. Just because it's, I don't know.
He has a great name.
And there's a guy at my work who's also named Ben, and every morning I say, morning, Ben, and he says, morning, Ben, and it's a good way to start the day. So just to play us off before he feels like turning it over, we're going to hear a song called Just the Earth by Other Mountains, and then it'll be live from Thunderbird Radio Hell territory. So thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll be on a different time slot, but I hope you'll hear me soon. So have a great weekend and take care.